After an hour of useless chatter, Argro came out and said, "I think I can finish it tomorrow, but we need an affidavit signed by one of you stating that you are the sole owners of Boomer Realty." "Who sees the affidavit?" Beach asked. "Only the bank in the Bahamas. They want verification about the ownership of the account." The idea of actually signing any type of document in which they admitted they had anything to do with the dirty money terrified them. But the request made sense. "Is there a fax machine around here?" Argro asked. "No, not for us," Beach replied. "Okay, tell me how to get the affidavit from here to the Bahamas. How does the mail run?" "The lawyer was our mail runner," Yarber said. "Everything else is subject to inspection."
"How close do they inspect legal mail?"
"They glance at it," Spicer said, "but they can't open it."
Argro paced around a bit, deep in thought. Then, for the benefit of his audience, he stepped between two racks of books so that he could not be seen from outside the law library. He deftly unfolded his gadget, punched numbers, and stuck it to his ear. He said,
"Yes, Wilson Argro here? Is Jack in?"
"Yes, tell him it's important."
He waited.
"Who the hell's Jack?" Spicer asked from across the room. Beach and Yarber listened, but watched for passersby.
"My brother in Boca," Argro said. "He's a real estate lawyer." Then into the phone he said, "Hey Jack, it's me. You coming tomorrow?"
"Can you come in the morning?"
"Good. I'll have some mail going out."
"How's Mom?"
"Good. I'll see you in the morning."
The prospect of the resumption of mail intrigued the brethren. Argro had a brother who was a lawyer. And he had a phone, and brains, and guts. He slid the gadget back into his pocket and walked from the racks.
"I'll give the affidavit to my brother in the morning. He'll fax it to the bank. By noon the next day, the money will be in Panama, safe and sound and earning 15%. Piece of cake."
He was walking to the door.
"I'll see you guys later. I need some fresh air."